You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Lucinda, how are you today?
Morena, I'm good. I'm kind of hay fevery.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The club.
You two on that side there, both hay fever central this morning.
Solidarity.
We're just clogged.
I feel very like embarrassed even saying this. I don't get hay fever. It's like the most annoying thing to say.
You know what? There'll be a new pollen that'll
get
pop
me.
Up.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's coming for me at some point. But when you walk down both Ponsonby, anywhere in Ponsonby, yep. and anywhere around campus where all the plane trees are,
yep.
and it's just flying, big chunks flying at you, I feel so sorry for everybody who does.
Who made that urban planning decision? I would like to speak to them.
The same people who have put the smelly ginkgo trees on that road.
Oh my God, they do smell. Yeah. They're pretty though.
They are pretty.
We want to be in like industrial Auckland, really, don't
exactly.
we?
Exactly. And also apparently they're very tasty. It's like a very specific like acquired taste, but they are a delicacy, the
yes.
fruit from those ginkgo trees
yeah.
as well.
I think they're used in traditional Chinese medicine as well.
Yeah. Mm. Interesting stuff. We're here to talk about Kai.
Yeah.
What have you been eating over the long weekend?
Oh, mate, it was good. It was a good long weekend of eating.
I'm glad to hear that.
I braved the traffic and went up north for a friend's birthday, and we stayed at a little batch in Whatuwhiwhi, which was gorgeous.
Oh. It's a beautiful spot.
I'd never been there before, and it was just like absolutely heaven. We cooked lots of good stuff, but some of my highlights were going on this really insane hike where we kind of didn't know what we were doing, and it was almost like an obstacle course.
Wow. Track vibes.
Yeah, it was like there was like steep clay hills that we were like sliding down. There was gorse everywhere.
Sounds fun in retrospect, but slightly stressful in the moment.
Yeah,
know?
Big time.
The fear was that we would kind of reach an impassable gorse thicket and just have to turn back. But it didn't happen, because we came out and just down the road was a bloody fish and chip shop.
Perfect.
Oh, hello.
I also had a really good fish and chips over the long weekend. I feel like we're about to hit 3 hours of texts about this, which I'm not mad about.
Hell
but
yeah.
I'm opening the floodgates. Best fish and chips go, 5395.
Damn, okay. We're
no
really,
fish and chip gatekeeping. Tell us about it.
Yeah,
no, no.
We're really litigating, the key Kiwi favourites, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. So what were the fish and chips? What do you order when you get fish and chips?
So I, controversially, not controversial. God, no, it's New Zealand. I had mussel fritters.
Oh, yum.
Because, like, mate, we're in the far north and there's seafood on the menu. What am I going to do?
Hell yeah, delicious.
It was, and these were like... more than mussel fritters, they were basically like individually deep fried mussels.
Delicious.
So good.
Yum.
So good.
I had a similar thing. I was in Akaroa over the long weekend, and very good seafood there as well. I had deep fried oysters, and I
Gorgeous.
Felt bougie, and it was delicious.
Yep.
Yeah. It was really good. It was me and my dad being like, should we get them? Should we get this? And we did. And they were a great choice.
That's very my dad coded as well.
Yeah, it was yum. A little bit of lemon, lots of salt. Very
Perfect.
Tasty. Yeah, very nice batter.
Mm,
Anyone going to Akaroa, there's two fish and chip shops there. I put my money into Kaitahu, have their fish and chip shop called Kai Moana. That one's really, really good.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one for me.
Good to know.
Strong chip game as well. I feel like a fish and chip shop is really made by their chips.
1,000%.
Yeah,
it's 50% of the name. I mean, you gotta nail it.
Yeah, exactly.
The one we went to was like a thick chip.
Ooh.
And normally I'm more leaning on the French fry. I like a crispy chip.
With fish and chips. This is controversial, Lucinda.
But I like them kind of heading towards skinny, you know? Because I want crispy fried surface.
Yes.
Okay.
But these were kind of like, you know, heading more in the wedge variety. They were still chips, don't get me wrong.
Interesting.
But they were bloody good.
That's why I like a potato fritter. I think a potato fritter has something extra that a chip can never achieve.
I feel for vegetarians who are not pescatarians, I know, very different thing, but the sort of potato fritter chip combo used to baffle me when I was like...
Potato and potato.
It's just two types of potato cut differently.
So different.
Until I had a potato fritter and I was like, wow, whole new world unlocked.
Yeah,
different world.
That's
amazing.
Your main.
Yeah.
Main and side.
Exactly. Just cut in a different shape, it becomes a whole new food group.
I was actually really upset, and I I do know this, but normally I'm doing it in a combo situation so I can block it out. But I stopped at Macca's on the way, as you do. And a single Macca's hash brown, $3.50.
Someone was telling me the other day it cost them $4 to get a Macca's hash brown.
And the combos now are like almost the same price as Burger Fuel. So if you're going to do it, why not just eat real food?
Yeah.
I will say, I do think a Macca's hash brown is like a really good hash brown.
But it's small. When I want one, it's not breakfast time, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I do know what you mean.
Struggle Street. So you had some oysters. I had oysters. You had some mussels, deep fried mussels, close to fresher, but still in the mussel territory. What else were you eating at the fish and chip shop?
Well, one of my, so I was with a couple of pescatarians. They were very excited. And one of them got, he just got like a, you know, like a fish and chip snack box. And when he opened it, fried egg on top.
Whoa.
Revolutionary.
Right.
That's great.
And when you don't know it's going to be there as
That's a such great a treat. Surprise.
So good and really perfectly done as well. Mm. Like gorgeous crispy fish.
I'm imagining on the grill in the fish and chip shop as well has got all that nice oily goodness to it.
Exactly.
Very umami. Yum.
So good. We definitely ordered, you know, in Auckland, you think a scoop of chips, that's like one person. In the far north, not so.
Ooh, yeah.
So we ended up with a lot of chips. We did two scoops and it was more like Auckland 6 scoops. So.
Okay, right. Yes, I see.
Seagulls galore.
We're getting good. I kind of appreciate the holiday vibe of people's chip recommendations today coming in. Someone says the best fish and chips they ever had, they had it this long weekend, was an ahi putter. I can imagine those would be good chippies. Snapper was fresh. Batter was good. Middle fritter, they're not as good, but the chips were crinkle cut. And ace.
I love a crinkle cut.
A crinkle cut is a bit like your friend with the fried egg. If you get a crinkle cut chip, I'm always like, whoa, I was not expecting that.
Yeah,
it's got a shake to it.
There's some sort of childlike delight in the crinkle cut, you know?
Mm. It's like a curly fry.
Someone from Invercargill, who's grown up in Invercargill, said deep fried bluff oysters were standard family thing when they were in season.
Stop it.
Lamenting my city upbringing
right now. What are we doing?
Right, gotta say it. That's no offense to Invercargill, but that's probably the one thing Invercargill's really got over the rest of us. Is bluff oysters being, you know,
I loved
easy to get.
When I was in Dunedin, there is a an iconic fish and chip shop. Immediately, everyone in Dunedin is probably like, not that we have many Dunedin listeners.
You'd be surprised. Yes,
yay,
we do.
Yep. They will all know exactly where I mean. With the, you know, the old school floors and office looking chairs, it's very retro looking. And they bring you, no matter what you order, they bring you butter and bread.
Oh, yes.
And the butter
deeply
is
deeply Dunedin, I
curled.
Just must say.
It almost looks like a piece of, like, calamari or something. It's sort of curled in this really beautiful way. And it's just soft white bread from the supermarket, you know?
So buddy time.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you can get in on your chip buddy action.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So good.
I also love anything about the summer where if you do end up eating too many, ordering too many chips, you can't eat too many chips, but ordering more than you can eat, instead of like, you know, throwing them to the seagulls, save them
up
for a cold chip sandwich later, which, trust me, is just really good. You have to get the ratio of soft white bread, lots of butter and then quite a bit of tomato sauce as well. And then the fact that they are cold and soggy is just sort of makes it really good.
This is another carb on carb situation that it works.
Absolutely.
You know? I must say, with the advent of the air fryer, you can just put the cold chips in the air fryer and then they're good as new.
No.
You so can.
Wow.
I have been debating an air fryer for so long.
Now, is an air fryer just a small oven? Is this basically?
100%.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. it's a convection oven.
Yeah, right. It's an excuse to not clean, which is disgusting.
No, I think it's...
It's flat coated.
Yeah, I'll say that.
I think it's great, especially if you're not someone who's a big cook. Like...
me.
I didn't mean to look at you just then, but...
Stevie straight in my face.
Yeah. Both Lucinda and I pivoted to just look at Stella.
There it is. That's a valid take.
We do need you here, though.
Yes.
You provide perspective.
I'm giving the what? Perspective.
But I think, and you know, there's no shame in that. If your cooking is getting the frozen hash browns and chucking them in,
that's still cooking.
That's elite.
And that's still a mean meal as well.
Generous.
I'm just wondering about the counter space at this point.
We have two.
You have two.
You have two. That's big flat energy. Yeah. And are they two separate people's?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And do they specifically only use their own air fryers when they're cooking?
Yes, there is a rivalry between the air fryers.
Okay. Oh, yes. God. Do you have? Is one better than the other?
Oh, I can't comment on that. I'll get in trouble.
Yeah, that sounds too stressful. Okay, keep your fish and chip texts coming on 5395. I would like to know the perfect type of chip, favourite fish, maybe favourite off you know, pieced snack as well. I like a deep fried pineapple ring is a good vibe.
Yeah. Or the donuts you sometimes get at a fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
I do feel that I would be remiss not to mention my other culinary star of the weekend.
Yes, please.
Which was an unexpected delight where we were all set to drive to another hiking location in our activewear. And then, you know, plans change when you get waved down by a really sort of enthusiastic group of people set up with a bunch of newspaper-wrapped mysterious bundles under a tarp. Mate, it was fresh hungy.
Oh! Best possible outcome for that.
So we bought a couple bundles of fresh hungy and raw fish and fried bread, and we just went to the beach instead.
Oh, you had the best long weekend.
It was amazing.
I feel like that was the universe intervening, being like, you don't need to go for any more walks. Have a break.
You've
have
done
some
enough.
Hungy, go sit on the beach.
You've done enough. And it was honestly, hands down, the best hungy I've ever had.
Oh, delish.
Like, yum. Big chicken drumstick, really intense, like, roast pork in there that had like a really thick fat on it. It was delicious.
That sounds amazing.
And stuffing.
Hungy stuffing is top tier.
Stuffing.
Top tier food group.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Amazing. Thank you, Lucinda. I'm very envious of your long weekend, Kai. It sounds delicious. We will see you next week.
See you next week.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.